How do you build a unicorn? If you'd like to create a billion-dollar business, you might want to get advice from someone who's already done it twice. Ori Levine co-founded the navigation app Waze and the transportation app Moovit, and now he's written a book to share his entrepreneurial secrets. In the book, Fall in Love with the Problem, Not the Solution, a handbook for entrepreneurs, Ori shares his firsthand experiences with topics like hiring and firing, disrupting markets, raising funding, and more. And he joins us now to share five key ideas.
Hi, I'm Ori Levine, founder of Waze and author of the book Fall in Love with the Problem, Not the Solution. I'm mostly known as an entrepreneur, but I have another strong personality, and that is of a teacher. So I will feel equally rewarded when I build stuff myself or I guide someone to build it. That combination of an entrepreneur and a teacher is rather rare, and the result is this book, where I share my experience and know-how to help entrepreneurs and all business people to become more successful. And in that sense, to fulfill my destiny of creating more value. In this book bite, I would like to share some insights from the book. I will briefly touch upon the journey of building something new and the conclusion that failing fast increases your likelihood of being successful. The most important part of the journey is to figure out product market fit, to create value to your users or customers, and the unfortunate realization that if you don't, you will die. Why falling in love in the problem is critical for being successful, and lastly, the importance of making hard decisions with conviction. I want you to think of going into an entrepreneurship journey exactly like falling in love. On one hand, there are many ideas that you think of, and eventually there is one that you tell yourself, this is the one. On the other hand, you go to many dates, and eventually there is one that you tell yourself, she's the one. Now, at the beginning, you only want to spend time with your date. You don't care about the rest of the world. You only want to spend time with your new idea and your new concept. You think about it from multiple perspectives. You think about it from the problem that you're going to solve and the people that actually have this problem. And this is how the solution is going to look like. And this is what I got to do tomorrow morning. And this is my end game and so forth until you feel confident enough. And then you go and tell your friends, this is what I'm going to build. Now, the first reaction is always the same. This will never work. And these guys are the nice guys, the lesser nicer guys. They will tell you, this is the stupidest idea that I ever heard. You take your date for the first time to meet your friends, and they're saying, she's not for you. This is where you disengage from your friends. So the good news is that you are in love and you don't care about anything else. The bad news is that you are in love and you don't care about anything else. But in reality, you have to be in love in order to go into this journey. And this is insight number one. Building a startup is a long roller coaster journey and a journey of failures. And this is really critical to understand. Not just it's a roller coaster, it's clear, even though that, you know, people will tell me that all the businesses in the world have ups and downs. But the frequency of those when you're building a startups are dramatically higher. But it's a long journey, and where perseverance is critical in order to become successful. But the last part of the journey, which is the most important part, it's a journey of failures. We're trying to build something new that no one did before. And we would like to think that we know exactly what we are doing, but the reality is that we are looking for our own way. We are trying something, and it doesn't work, and we try something else, and we keep on trying different things until we find one thing that does work. Now, if this is the case, if you realize that this is going to be a journey of failure, then there are two immediate conclusions of that. One is that if you're afraid to fail, in reality, you already fail because you're not going to try. Albert Einstein used to say that if you haven't failed, that's because you haven't tried anything new before. Michael Jordan said that, I failed over and over and over again, and this is what makes me successful. The reality is that you have to make that leap of faith. You have to try in order to innovate. But there is immediate conclusions, which is even more important. If this journey is going to be a journey of failures, then the faster that you fail, you actually increase the likelihood of being successful. And the reason is that you have enough time to make another attempt and another attempt and another attempt. So the more attempts is the one that actually increases your likelihood of being successful. And this is insight number two, fall in love with the problem. For me, when we think about building a startup, I always start with the problem. And I want you to think of a problem, a big problem, something that it's worth solving, something that the world will become a better place if you solve that. And then ask yourself, so who has this problem? Now, if you happen to be the only person on the planet with this problem, then I would say, you know what, go to a shrink. It's going to be much cheaper and easier and faster than building a startup. But if actually a lot of people actually have this problem, what you really want to do next is go and speak with those people and understand their perception of the problem. Now, the reality, and only then go and build a solution. Now, if you follow this path and your solution works, it's guaranteed that you're creating value. But there is more important part to it. Just imagine that you go and speak with people and their feedback is, yeah, go ahead and solve that for me. This is a real problem. This is a big problem. All of a sudden, what happens is that you feel that you are committed to this journey and you essentially falling in love with the problem. Now, falling in love with the problem is the one thing that increases your likelihood of being successful dramatically, because the problem is the North Star of your journey and it keeps you focused. And every day you ask yourself whether or not you're making progress in solving that problem. And when you're doing that, you essentially become successful faster. Now, there is another aspect for that. When you focus on the problem, your story becomes easier to be told. Just imagine that this would be 2007 and I'm starting Waze, and I would come to you and say, I'm building an AI crowdsource-based navigation system. And you probably don't care. Now, if I would say I'm going to help you to avoid traffic jams, then all of a sudden you do care. The story becomes much easier to engage users, customers, investors, media, everyone. The first part of the journey, and perhaps the most important part, and this is insight number three, is figuring out product market fit. In reality, if you don't figure out product market fit, you will die. In fact, you never heard of a company that did not figure out product market fit. They actually died peacefully. But there is more into that, right? So just think of all the services that you are using every day. Say, searching Google, using WhatsApp, using Waze, Uber, Netflix, whatever it is, right? And ask yourself one question. What is the difference between any of those that I'm using today and the first time that I've used that? And the answer is that there is no difference. We are searching Google today the same way that we search Google for the first time. We're using Uber today the same way. We're using Waze today the same way. So once a company figure out product market fit, the value that they bring to the users, they don't change that anymore. And once you do that, you actually go into the next phases of the journey. It could be about figuring out business model. It could be about figuring out growth and so forth. My book explains how to figure out product market fit. Insight number four is about hard decisions, and I ended up speaking with a lot of entrepreneurs, and many of them, their startup failed. And I kept on asking, okay, what happened, right? And about half say that the team was not right. And I kept on asking, okay, what do you mean the team was not right? So I heard not good enough was one reason. That was actually the major reason. Another reason that I heard quite often is that we had a communication issue, something that I actually called ego management issue. But then I asked them the most important question. When did you know that the team is not right? All of them knew within the first month. All of them. There was one guy that told me before we even started. Then you say, wait a minute. If you knew within the first month that the team is not right and you didn't do anything, the problem was not that the team was not right. The problem was that the CEO did not make hard decisions. Making hard decisions is hard. Making easy decisions is easy. This is why in most organizations, making the hard decisions will go all the way to the top. But there is more into it, and this is the nature of the beast. So assume that there is someone that shouldn't be there, right? Someone that does not fit. This is a small organization. This is a startup company, maybe 20 or 30 people. Just imagine that you're in a team of 20 or 30 people and there is someone that shouldn't be there. Everyone knows. Everyone knows, and the CEO doesn't do anything. This is where the problem rises. Now, the result is always going to be the same. The top-performing people would leave. And that leads me into insight number five, firing and hiring. One of my chapters in my book is called Firing and Hiring. And when I wrote that and sent that to the publisher said, no, it should be hiring and firing. And I said, no, it should be firing and hiring. Firing is a hard decision. Hiring is an easy decision. And when your organization or you as a person hire new people, what I really want you to do is mark your calendar 30 days down the road and ask yourself one question. Knowing what I know today, would I hire this guy? Now, if the answer is yes, then go and tell that person that you're very pleased with their performance so far. But if the answer is no, fire that person immediately. Because from this point on, everyone knows that this person shouldn't be there, and you don't do anything about it. And this is where the beginning of the end of an organization. One more parting thought. If you accept the idea asking yourself that question about new hires and who needs to be fired, then I would suggest to take it to many aspects of your life. Ask yourself multiple times, knowing what I know today, would I do something different? If so, then do something different right now. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Thank you for listening to BookBite. I'm Uri Levine, founder of Waze and author of the book, Fall in Love with the Problem, Not the Solution.
Thank you, Uri. That was Uri Levine with five big ideas from Fall in Love with the Problem, Not the Solution, a handbook for entrepreneurs. You might also want to listen to our BookBite for Hangry, a Startup Journey by Grubhub founder Mike Evans. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.